Kronig's Market in Vineyard Haven is a lot like any other grocery store. Piles of vegetables, kids pulling on their mom's arms, cashiers ringing out. But what makes this store different is what's outside.
So let's step over here.
That's Steve Bernier, the owner of Kronig's Market on Martha's Vineyard. 5 years ago, in an effort to make his business more eco-friendly, he installed solar panels over the parking lot of his Vineyard Haven store.
And from there, the next thing was, oh my gosh, what about electric cars?
Charging stations for electric cars, that is. He put in six of them, attached to pillars that hold up the solar panels. Now he estimates as many as 30 people a week use the stations to fill up in the winter, and it's more than three times that in the summer.
And they open up the cap on their car. A little inside cover comes off, pretty much like you're putting gas in a car. This plugs in, and off you go into the store to go shopping.
There's no cost to customers for charging. And Bernier says he likes to think he's made it easier for others to buy an electric vehicle.
And the customers have told me this package I delivered here helped them make a, next time they bought a car, to make a change.
It's good for the environment. And also for business.
It's customer retention.
That's Anna Vanderspeck with the Green Energy Consumers Alliance. She says grocery stores aren't the only ones that can benefit from installing charging stations.
So if you are a mall and you want to keep people in that mall a little bit longer, charging station is great. If people who are renting their homes have a charging station, that's a benefit that could draw someone to pick that property over another for their stay.
The reality is, most electric car owners don't rely on chargers at malls or grocery stores. Around 90% charge up at work or at home. But the population our economy depends on most, the summer visitors, they're not home, and they're trying to get away from work.
If you're coming here for a week for a vacation, you're completely off that normal charging system. So we have to think about where you're going to be staying. Is there charging there? Where are you going to be doing your activities?
That's Stephen Tupper, transportation manager with the Cape Cod Commission. He says the summer visitors who flood in will need charging stations, and more than what businesses and rentals alone can offer. Towns have to provide charging options too.
When you see municipalities investing in it, I think you can tell more of a story of this is a place that welcomes EVs and you're not going to have any range anxiety here on Cape Cod.
Right now, the commission is working on a report analyzing future needs. But already, we know there are fewer than 50 charging stations on the Cape and Islands. Only a third are municipally run, which means most aren't open to the public. But as important as that number is, more important is their location.
So for example, community activity centers that we've identified across the region, about 17 of them, real concentration of activity, half of them don't have any publicly available EV charging infrastructure.
Orleans and Aquinnah, for example, don't have any public chargers. But now those towns and others are looking at state incentive programs to fund charging stations in municipal lots. Ultimately, Anna Vanderspeck of the Green Energy Consumers Alliance says, by welcoming electric vehicles to the Cape and Islands, we can drive the region to a more sustainable future.
If we really want to get to a net zero future or all of the various targets that we've set ourselves locally, state on the state level, nationally, internationally, we really can't do it without electrifying transportation.
Charging stations are essential to making a community friendly to electric vehicle ownership and supporting choices that may keep us from barreling towards tipping points for the climate. For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.